Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out. Uncertainty. Self-doubt. Stressing about not knowing where to start. In. Plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out. Word art. Sorry, live, laugh, lovers. In. Knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Like most car buyers, you want to get the most for your money. That's why more Mazda buyers choose Ramsey Mazda. Get impressive offers on a new Mazda CX-30 or a Mazda CX-5 starting at just $29,276. Over 1,000 new Mazda vehicles to choose from. Visit RamseyMazda.com. Get the most for your money at Ramsey Mazda. Choose wisely. Choose Ramsey Mazda.
The biggest stories in sports and entertainment. Sports Radio 610 style. In the Loop presents What's Poppin'.
All right, you're in the loop right here on Sports Radio 610. Let's get into What's Poppin' on this Friday in the Loop. Much appreciation to Frank Caliendo stopping in studio, talking some Cougs. Like, he really wanted to talk more Cougs than we even got into. We'll circle back around to the Cougs before they face off against the Duke Blue Devils. That's tomorrow. 7:49 is tip, and you'll be able to hear that right here on Sports Radio 610. Excited about that basketball game. Duke is a favorite. I think last time I checked, it was 5.5.
It's gone up.
It's gone up again.
Mm-hmm. No, 2.5.
Okay, but sales like, oh my god,
4.5. Yeah.
It's gonna be a tough matchup. Mm-hmm. We talked to Chancellor Johnson earlier today about it. The thing I'm most concerned about with this game is what we saw from Purdue. It felt like a little bit of a weakness that a team could exploit, especially a team that is as good and as sizable as Duke, which is doubling the bigs and making them pass and then taking advantage of that. That's the thing I am interested and afraid to see if John Shire utilizes that. But I'm super intrigued to see what the best coach remaining, Kelvin Sampson, brings out for his boys to try and take on this monstrous challenge.
Super, super intriguing. I think we can both honestly say, I think the most diehard Cougs fan can honestly say, this is a worry, man. This is a tough, we're talking about, if it plays out and looks as the Blue Devils have looked all along, this is one of the best teams you'll see. You know, I'm not going to say all time and all this other stuff, no. But it's a fantastic Duke Blue Devils team that has the length, that has the athleticism on the outside to do a lot of what the Cougs like to do. I'm going to pick the Cougs with my heart. I think they're the best coach team left. I think they're going to, they have a lot of options, as you heard from Chancellor Johnson earlier. You know, they can beat you a number of different ways. That defense is one of the best you'll ever see. But boy, this is about as tough a matchup as the Cougs can get.
Yeah, and so we'll talk a little bit more about that, as I said, but excited to see that game again. You'll hear that here on Sports Radio 610 tomorrow evening. Also, tomorrow afternoon, the Astros will get back at it in their series versus the Twins. But yesterday afternoon, the Astros, one, got a victory, and two,
they're hitting the long ball.
The bats showed up. Not the torpedo bats. We're still waiting on those, but I guess maybe just the idea of the torpedo
bats. That's what I texted you guys.
Yes, you did. Helped you guys get going.
Just the hint of those torpedo bats arriving soon, if not now, got the Astros bats going.
5-2 was the score in a chilly Minneapolis versus the Minnesota Twins, and it was Christian Walker eventually turning all those hard hits into one that went into the stands for Homer. And then immediately after, Jeremy Pena putting them big old muscles to use. Back-to-back homers for the fellas. And the thing that I like the most is that that's the middle of the lineup, right? Obviously, I think the guys that in the midst of our fear, or maybe I shouldn't say that, at least some of us had fear when we were early on and we're just like, oh my goodness, where's the offense? You go, okay, Altuve will do what he does. You know, you expect Yordan to do what he does. Christian, it's some of those guys after that that you had some, mm-hmm. some maybe concerns about. But no, Jeremy Pena goes yard. Caratini goes 2-for-4 with a couple of runs. Brendan Rodgers.
Yeah.
What's happening?
Your second baseman.
Three RBI, 3-for-4 on the day. And he was 3-for-3 until he struck out in his last at bat. Like, it's that portion of the lineup that mm-hmm. showed up in a big way in this game.
And that's, you know, that's going to be the concern. It's going to be something we watch all year long. But terrific start. Kind of want to play again today, but...
What? Keep that same energy going?
Yeah, kind of want to keep it going, but kind of a scheduling quirk here, you know.
Because them boys don't have a roof on the top of their stadium.
So you play, then you rest, then you play the same team.
Well, they play and they rest just to make sure that snow didn't ruin them in their scheduling. But you'll have today off, which, you know what? I think that I'm okay with him having a day off after that kind of game. Like, I think that the mental shifts a little bit. Mm-hmm. And I think Chandler Rome wrote an interesting piece about Brendan Rodgers and Christian Walker and the ways in which they came into this team knowing that they were going to, well, Christian Walker maybe more so than Brendan Rodgers, but mm-hmm. even once you get to the regular season, knowing that they're probably going to need to make impacts. Brendan Rodgers playing a lot of second base, defensively going to need to make an impact.
Yeah.
And then Christian Walker, both defensively but then offensively, going to need to make an impact and being new to it, and how that kind of added a level of pressure for them. And it seems like maybe the first road trip gave them an opportunity to kind of unwind and mm-hmm. get themselves in a place where they could go out and be a little free. And they did that, and they scored the runs. They get you back to 3-4. You're still below 500, but again, it's early.
It's early.
It's a marathon and not a sprint. But I mean, it was good to see. How'd you feel about Hunter Brown? 6 innings.
I thought he was nails,
but a couple of earned runs.
No, I thought, especially this early in the season, to be able to do that, stave them off, keep control, and kind of answer after Fromber sort of gave it up early.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like filling out basketball brackets. Too many choices, too much noise, and no one wants a busted budget. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break down real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Make smarter financial plays today. No luck required. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing?
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on national and regional sports networks. RSNs available with choice package or higher. Availability of RSNs varies by zip code and package.
Some people follow the rules. I break them. I'm Soraya, and on Rule Breakers, we talk to the rebels who do things their way. Listen to Rule Breakers with Soraya on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
And so having Hunter Brown perform like that was good. And the other thing that I really liked, Christian Walker is going to be so key to the entire year, and to get him going a little bit, we'll see how it plays. That's why I want him to get right back out there, but they're not. But I think Christian Walker is going to be, he's so key to this team.
Yeah, I feel good about Christian Walker because he's been lashing the ball. Mm-hmm. He just didn't send it yard.
Yeah.
Any concerns about Yordan? 0-for-4 in this one again. Another instance, if memory serves me, of one of those pitches that's meaty that he did not swing at. Like, I'm starting to look at it and like, man, what's happening here with just like his eye? Not that he has a bad eye, because you're still seeing him like generate or take good pitches at various points. It's just he's not really attacking the ones that are there for him.
We can talk about how early it is, until it's not.
Sorry, I'm abusing the bell.
That's all right. But if you're saying there's not a little bit of a raised eyebrow at minimum, maybe concern at maximum, I think you're fooling yourself, because you just touched on it. It's not that, hey, he's starting out slow, but he's making some good contact. He's seeing the ball well, because he's not. He's doing some out of character things. That would be the, and I'm at the level of, yes, it's early, so let's see how it plays out, and he makes some adjustments. But he's doing things we're not used to seeing, him do.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, but yeah, a good win. They're back in action again tomorrow in the afternoon, early afternoon. So mm-hmm. if you're starting to plan out your day, that 1:10, mm-hmm. get you some baseball. Then in the evening, I don't know if you're going to go see Frank Caliendo, but also you got some Cougar basketball going on as well. All right, some other things as you're planning your weekend tonight. Rockets are back in action, and they're facing off against the Oklahoma City Thunder, the best team in the West.
What do they have, 12 in a row? 11 in a row?
Wins?
Yeah.
I stopped paying attention. Like, what do I need to know that for? They're really good. They're like 16 games ahead of everybody. Like, y'all just go do that over there.
Yeah.
Whatever y'all are doing when it comes to the win streak. But yeah.
Y'all go do that.
Yeah, no.
We'll be over here doing our thing.
Exactly, man. We'll see you in the playoffs. That's ultimately. Mm-hmm. But they'll see him tonight, right? At Toyota Center. It's an 11-game win streak for the Oklahoma City Thunder. But the Rockets are going to face off against that team. No Dylan Brooks. The final technical, the 16th technical, was upheld from that Utah Jazz game, so he will miss this game. I'm kind of interested in that, like, weirdly enough. Mm-hmm. I mean, obviously the stakes of this game aren't necessarily there, although you want to start playing
best
basketball at this level in this time. But I kind of also, weirdly enough, especially with, you know, all the odds and the Rockets being the odds-on favorite to acquire Kevin Durant services, mm-hmm. it is fair to maybe assume that maybe Dylan Brooks would be involved in a trade like that, or maybe he would be the odd man out in a starting lineup or what have you. Kind of see what this team can continue to do in an instance where you're not relying on what Dylan Brooks brings, even though I very much appreciate what he brings, knocking down shots, being an aggressive defender, and kind of being as versatile as he is.
I'm interested, you know, just because of as we talked about, you know, you've got to play at a higher level now. Yeah, these next five games are where it's basically a test run for the postseason.
It is.
You know, no matter where you end up in 2-3, wherever in the conference standings, you've got to see what you can do against this, because these are the teams that you're going to see again in a matter of, what'd you say, the playoffs start in 10 days, something like that?
15 days till the NBA playoffs proper. Obviously, the play-in will be going on there. And shout out to Engineer Andy, who in this instance is trying to be Meteorologist Andy. High temperature in Minnesota tomorrow, 44 degrees.
Not a baby.
But sunny.
Oh, so, they're playing that.
Yeah, they'll play a little ball. Speaking of playing ball, tomorrow another person who'll be playing ball, Lance McCullers. He'll have rehab start number two out there in AA Corpus Christi. So if you are inclined to have some level of superstitions or religious beliefs that you would like to utilize in order to have good vibes and best wishes to Lance McCullers as he continues to try and rehab, because Luis Garcia, it doesn't look like he's being shut down with that inflammation.
Yeah,
doesn't look like you're going to have that level of reinforcements coming. So hopefully Lance McCullers continues moving in that direction. He threw 35 pitches last time, so hopefully he can extend that out some more.
That's exactly what I was going to mention. Let's see if we can get past two innings here. That would be the best news of all for Lance McCullers. They've been smartly playing it very slow, one inning and then two innings. Let's see if we can stretch it out a little bit.
All right. So that's what's popping here in the loop on Sports Radio 610. And shout out to Lacey, who's like, I told y'all, lack of bats in the spring is a problem. It did feel weird, man, that they didn't hit anything, but at the very least, maybe this is going to be where the Astros break out of it.
Mm-hmm.
And I one of the things I loved about, and it wasn't like they hit crazy, but, you know, they hit a little bit better.
Yeah.
It makes everything look a lot better. The defense
felt a lot better.
Defense does not look as bad when you have a little bit of run support, man. It's crazy how that works in baseball, ain't it?
Yeah.
All right. Coming up next in the loop, let's read between the lines on when Nick Caserio joined Payne and Pendergast yesterday. There's a few takeaways that we have for you that we think is fair. Let us know if you believe them to be fair. We'll talk about that.